Good morning. The powerful nor'easter that blasted parts of New England yesterday is now departing off into the Canadian Maritimes as it steadily weakens. Still, we have a gusty northwest breeze in its wake, and that's adding to the chill that was already in the air. And we even have a few leftover snow showers and some light snow falling, mainly across eastern and central New England, but also northern parts of New York and New England seeing some light snow showers, and a few snow showers could pass by other parts of the region early this morning. Otherwise, the trend will be toward clearing skies and increasing sunshine as high pressure builds in from the Great Lakes. With sunshine building in, temperatures will find their way back through the teens and into the 20s by mid to late afternoon. Although with the breeze persisting, it'll feel colder throughout the day. Tonight, the wind will die out, and with a clear sky and that fresh snowpack, temperatures will drop quickly. Most places will go down towards zero by early morning tomorrow, with some locations even going in the 0 to 10 below range for overnight lows. A dry day tomorrow with sunshine to start, though the next system already on the map in the northern plains will head our way for tomorrow evening and overnight. So clouds will be on the increase in the afternoon tomorrow, even the chance for some light snow in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by the end of the day. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the middle and upper 20s. Light snow likely Thursday night into Friday morning, a few inches of snow possible, then windy and turning colder with scattered snow showers on Friday afternoon. Temperatures starting in the 20s, but then dropping through the 20s and into the teens by the end of the day on Friday. This will set us up for more Arctic cold for the first couple of days of February. On Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold, with highs staying in the teens and lows going below zero. It'll stay dry on Sunday morning with sunshine, though clouds will roll in during the day. Another system will approach. The timing will dictate whether we see some snow before the end of the day on Sunday. Either way, it does look like Sunday night into Monday we'll have some snow to contend with, temperatures staying in the lower 20s and back into the teens with a cold wind on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, with the nor'easter now in the rearview mirror, the weather has quieted down across the lower 48 states, at least temporarily. There is a system that will gain moisture and strength in the next 24 to 48 hours as it moves through the northern plains and into the Great Lakes. Out ahead of that system, winter weather advisories are in effect for western lower Michigan for the potential for snow and freezing rain. Meanwhile, twin tropical cyclones are spinning, clockwise, of course, in the southern Indian Ocean. Tropical cyclone Damandra has maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour and is expected to remain a tropical storm in the long term. Tropical storm Eunice, though, has winds of near 60 miles per hour and is expected to increase to cyclone force by tomorrow. Both tropical systems are expected to remain over open water. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog and blowing snow, 3 above zero with a north-northeast wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 11 degrees, the dew point 2 below zero. 56% relative humidity, a north wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is rising rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Alice, Texas, to a low of 7 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, Boston, mostly cloudy, windy, in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy, with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 17 degrees, the low, 11. The average temperature, 14, that's 9 degrees below normal. 0.023 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, converting to 5.6 inches of snow. For the month now, 12.9 inches, that's 2.6 inches below average. And 37.4 inches for the season, which is 5.4 inches above average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 56, set in 1916. And the record low, 16 below zero in 2005. Sunrise this morning at 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:03 p.m. 9 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Some light snow early this morning, then increasing sunshine today, breezy, with highs in the middle and upper teens. Clear and cold tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today and breezy with highs in the middle 20s. Clear and cold tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the lower 20s. Clear and cold tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the middle 20s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near zero. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today and breezy with highs in the mid-20s. Clear and cold tonight with lows around zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, some light snow breaking out to the west by the end of the day in the upper 20s. Snow overnight Thursday night and into Friday morning, windy and turning colder during the day with afternoon snow showers and blowing snow, temperatures in the 20s to start, then falling back into the teens by sunset. Mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold on Saturday, staying in the teens. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the lower 20s. A chance of snow on Monday, also windy in the lower to mid-20s, and windy and very cold again on Tuesday with highs back into the teens. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.